Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Well, welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. I'm Pastor Chris Willingham with Crimson Lion Ministries. Welcome to everybody dialing in tonight. I think we've got a pretty amazing show in store for you. Before we get started, let's open up in prayer. Have the Lord bless our time together. Father, we just thank you for this day. Father, we thank you for days that ended up not looking anything like we wanted them to look or thought they would look. But at the end of the day, looking back on it, we can praise you. We can praise you through these storms. We can praise you through the frustration. And we can count it all joy, the things that come against us on a daily basis. But, Father, we just ask you, bless this time that we have together. Father, bless everyone on the call. Father, open our hearts and minds. Have us receive the word that you have for us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, welcome again. I want to take a few minutes tonight because I think this is just part of paying attention to the things that go on in the world, and that it's important that we stop and we recognize that we acknowledge and we honor when people, leaders in the world, leaders in the, not just in the Christian community, but just leaders in general who have made an impact in a positive way on the world, taking time to honor their lives, to celebrate their lives. And this week was significant because we had the passing of two significant leaders. One, and I'm not sure that they're in would be considered in the same category, but nonetheless, they were both pioneers and people that changed the lives of a lot of people. And obviously, one of those is Nelson Mandela, and just one of those rare human beings that. We all got a chance to know about his life and the contributions that he made to this world. And, you know, this is a man who could have died a very angry and bitter man. And nobody would have blamed him for it. But he walked out of a prison after 27 years, and he chose not to be angry and bitter. And that's going to go along with what we're going to be talking about tonight. But this is a man who chose not to look at his circumstances, not to look at the things that were done to him, the injustice that he suffered. He chose not to hold on to that, but he chose to come out, and the contributions that he made to the world were unlike anything we've ever seen in that area of the world. So we wanted to take a moment to honor him and his life tonight. The other one is Paul Crouch. Paul Crouch was the founder of TBN, and no matter what you might think of gold chairs and pink hair and those kinds of things, Paul Crouch was a pioneer because Paul Crouch, 40 years ago, Paul Crouch started buying satellites. For those of you who don't understand what that means, ministries, television stations, radio stations, they buy time, and time is very, very expensive. And what they're doing is buying time to use those satellites. And this guy was such a pioneer that 40 years ago he said, I'm not going to buy time. He said, I'm going to own the time. And because of that, he charged people to use his satellites. And because of that, he was able to take the gospel of Jesus Christ and the gospel of the kingdom to 120 nations in the world. 120 nations. A mentor of mine in Greenville, South Carolina, he said anytime that he was on TBN, he would always look and he wouldn't be nervous preaching in front of his home church. in front of 5,000 or 10,000 people, but when he was on TBN, there was always a nervousness when he would see the red light going on because he realized that he was, at that moment, he was speaking to 120 nations at one time. 120 nations where his messages were being translated into other languages and those types of things. And there's not one of us who don't know a pastor, a preacher, an evangelist, an apostle, a bishop, somebody who has not benefited from the TBN ministries. So we wanted to take a chance to take this opportunity to honor his life as well. Excuse me. So tonight, we want to talk a little bit. Let me do a little more housekeeping before we really get started. The first thing is we are going to be having a – we're going to let this apply to our radio show as well. Our Christmas message this year, the title of that Christmas message is Love Came Down. We're going to do a little something unique this year. This is our first Christmas since we formed the ministry. And one of the things that I was telling the group this morning was that there was a YouTube video that went viral where this lady was in a grocery store, and she obviously was a well-to-do lady, and she sat there as people would come through the line, and she would pick out single moms. She would pick out people that she – it was just obvious that they were – struggling, that they were stressed, that whatever the case may be, she picked them out and she sat there for 4 hours and she randomly would just step up and pay for people's groceries. So you have these people that were expecting to spend $100 or $150 or $200 on groceries, and she just stepped up and paid it for them. You know, that's we look at that and we say, well, good for her. She has enough money to be doing that, to do those things, and she should be doing it anyway. You know, we've got to get out of that mindset. The bottom line is she was exhibiting love. She was expressing love, and she was expressing a random act of loving kindness. And that's really our theme. That's our theme year-round. 365 days a year, that's the way we try to operate as a ministry. That's the things that we try to teach, because the kingdom operates that way. The kingdom does not look like a building with people sitting in it. The kingdom looks like all the people that are sitting in that building coming outside the building and exhibiting and demonstrating the love of Jesus and exhibiting and demonstrating what the kingdom looks like. And the kingdom looks like random acts of loving kindness. That's what it should look like. Those random acts of loving kindness don't always have to do with money. So starting tonight, what we'd like for everybody that's on this call and for everybody that's associated with this ministry, starting tomorrow, I want you to start paying attention. Really put your bifocals on, your magnifying glass as you're looking around you during the day. And I want you to try to find situations during the day, people, single moms with two babies that need a helping hand, for somebody with a flat tire, somebody that needs jumper cables, somebody that you can just walk up and bless them by paying for their lunch. Whatever it may be, those opportunities are around us every single day. And then after you demonstrate that random act of loving kindness, I want you to invite them to our radio show December 22nd, the night of December 22nd, which will be the Sunday before Christmas. That'll be our Christmas message, and the title of the message will be Love Came Down. You can do that by writing it on a piece of paper. We're going to actually have cards printed up that we're going to put in the hands of the folks at Crimson Line and the people in the park. Probably won't have the ability to do that with some of you, but you can write down the name of the ministry. You can write down the date, the time, and the call-in number. And the message, Love Came Down, and we're going to have that message all about Jesus and all about Jesus' life and the love and the kindness and compassion that he demonstrated when he was on this earth. So that's just a little bit of information for you. If you want any have any questions about that, you can certainly reach out to us on Facebook, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you might have. The other thing is, you can go to hiphopnational.com. There is a tab on hiphopnational.com where you can donate through PayPal to the ministry of Hip Hop National Radio. The people at Hip Hop National Radio, they fund this out of their own pockets, just like we do with Crimson Line Ministries. But this radio show, just to stay on, requires monthly money, monthly resources to keep that going. And I'm a firm believer that if, especially those who are the regular people who join us on Sunday nights and even dial in during the week to listen to, because they're on every night of the week with different topics, and some of these topics are absolutely amazing. You can learn a lot through what these guys do. If you're blessed by this ministry at all, I encourage anyone and everyone to go to hiphopnational.com and donate whatever you feel like you're led to donate to keep this ministry going and to help this ministry grow. That would be a big help and a big encouragement to the people who work really hard to keep this radio show going on a regular basis. So I think that's all our housekeeping stuff that we have for tonight. We're going to be talking about searching for grace. We're going to review a lot of stuff from last week, but we're specifically going to be talking, especially at the front end of this, about searching for grace, what grace really means, and how we can start searching for that grace right now that will help you to start changing the atmosphere and changing the environment around you immediately. So with that said, we're going to take a commercial break and a music break, and we will be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me. You brought me
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
In India, every month, 100,000 children die of starvation and violence. In a town called Tanuku, we have an orphanage called Nirakshana Children's Home. Nirakshana means hope. The orphanage presently provides a safe haven for 30 children who have come from poverty-stricken backgrounds, abandoned by society and isolated. At Nirakshana they have shelter, food, companionship, but most of all, hope. Please look deeply within yourselves as we need your help to ensure that the ministry of Nirakshana grows and prospers. $8 a month is not a fortune, but collectively it becomes huge, allowing us to transform the lives of these children. Take the time to browse our website, Nirakshana, that's NIRIEKSHANA.net. A big thanks to Hip Hop National Radio and Hip Hop National Magazine for helping us reach a global audience.
Hi, this is Pastor Chris Willingham, founder and pastor of Crimson Line Ministries Atlanta. We are so excited about a new strategic partnership between Crimson Line Ministries and Hip Hop National Radio. Every Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific, and every time zone in between, we're going to be reaching out to a new global community with a message of the Kingdom of God, a word that will encourage you and give you the tools you need to use your God-given gifts and your passions to inspire and encourage others. This is the point where the music community and the Kingdom of God come together to begin transforming our homes, our cities, and our nation. Please join us this Sunday night and every Sunday night as we begin this mighty move of God. God bless.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back. The song we just heard was Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Guys, I want to talk to you tonight about grace. You've heard me talk a little bit about that in the past. And I'm going somewhere with this, so you have to kind of let me finish, because it's going to seem like I'm going to jump from one thing to another. We have to understand that grace is not this isolated event that happens. See, a lot of times in church, we focus on being saved by grace. That was the ultimate representation of God's grace, is when he sent his son to die for us. And that's what we think about when we think of grace. Remember that grace is God providing you with things that you don't deserve. We have to be careful that we don't always apply that to the things that we feel like we need on a daily basis. It's not always about money. It's not always about saving our relationships. It's not always about that. God's grace comes over time. It's grace for change. Because once we accept Jesus into our lives, there's a process that takes. The more that I spend time studying and learning about how God worked throughout the Bible, every time there was a change that took place, there was a process that went along with that change. Sometimes those processes are painful. There's hardly ever find a time that there wasn't some kind of pain or frustration or discouragement that went along with this change that took place. But all of those situations God uses to cause that change in our life. And we have to be willing to see that, to recognize it, to acknowledge it, and to accept that grace that he provides us for that change to happen. Change always comes through process. Always comes through a process, and those processes aren't easy. And what we have to understand that if you're in a struggle today, that's an indication that you haven't given up. See, we focus on the struggle on a daily basis, and when's the struggle going to end? When's the struggle going to end? And the Bible tells us that we're supposed to jump for joy and be happy when these things come against us. And we're like, what does that mean? How in the world am I supposed to stay joyful and praise God through this situation that seems like it's never going to end? How does that happen? Well, a lot of that is looking and waking up every morning, opening your eyes, sitting up in your bed and saying, you know what, I'm still here. I'm still here, and because I'm still going to get up today, I'm going to keep staying in this battle. That means that the enemy has not won. So if I'm still in the struggle, that means I'm still in the game. And really, that's all that matters. If you've given up, then maybe it's time to take stock and back up a little bit. But for most of us, we wake up daily and we keep fighting and we stay in the game. And that we have to understand that through that process of that struggle, that's God's grace that he's pouring out on us constantly because he's wanting to do something in our lives. This process is where strength is created. This process is where wisdom is created. This process that we go through is where testimonies are created where we can reach the lives of other people. It's all used by God to prove us, to keep trying to get us to respond differently than we already have. We've always responded a certain way, and God's saying, if you'll respond my way, then that will show me that you're ready for me to take you to the next level. But when these situations keep coming your way, when you find your bank account that's depleted before payday comes, when you find that your relationships are not getting any better, you're still struggling in your relationships, if you would take a look and say, how have I always responded to this? I'm going to choose today to respond differently, to respond based on what God tells me, how he tells me to respond. Once you start doing that, then he can start taking you to the next level that he wants to take you to. But until you do that, you're going to stay right where you are. Now, we're going to go to Psalm 8. And we read Psalm 8 last week, so some of this is going to be review, and we don't have time to go into as much detail as we did last week. But I want to make sure that we understand kind of where we're going. I'm taking you somewhere with this. Psalm 8 says, Lord, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. Guys, we have to, this is something that if we can get this, your life will start to change immediately. Because when something starts coming out of your mouth, something stops coming out of your enemy's mouth. We have to learn, God formed his creation by the words of his mouth. He set into motion a universal law, God's law, the way he operates his kingdom. God says, when I want something, I call it. When I want something to appear, I speak it. Calling the invisible into the visible, that's how he operates. So every day we're faced with these obstacles, these struggles, these frustrations that we deal with, and all the time we're keeping our mouths shut, We're behind closed doors, and if we do open our mouths, we're not speaking anything positive into that thing. We're speaking negative into that thing, like, when is this going to get any better? I'm never going to get out of debt. My relationship is never going to get better. I'm never going to find the right man or the right woman. My children are never going to behave. And just like I told you last week, if that's the way you speak, congratulations. Congratulations, because that's exactly what you're going to get. But when God wanted to see something, he spoke to it, he named it, he called it, and it appeared. And then when he sent Adam and created Adam and put him on this earth that he created to resemble heaven, we have to understand that when God created earth, he created it to resemble heaven, just like he created Adam to resemble him. He made Adam in his own likeness. So he made earth to resemble heaven, and he made Adam to resemble him, and he said, Adam, I'm giving you my glory. I'm crowning you with my glory. I'm putting my stuff on you, and that will allow you to operate this earth like I operate my kingdom. That was the intent. So here, Adam, here are all the beasts of the field and the fish and all of these things. Adam, here they are. Now I want you to name them. Whatever you call them, that's what they are. I'm teaching you something, Adam, because you have my stuff on you. You have my glory on you, and if you will put into operations the same laws that I use up here down there, everything will work down there just like it does here. So what did Adam do? He called it. It's a chicken. It's a pig. It's a horse. Whatever Adam called it, that's what it was. But then Adam sins, and we lose the glory, because what we have to understand that when we speak something, if something is supposed to move that we speak to, there has to be weight behind those words. But when Adam sinned and the fall took place, there was no longer any weight behind the words because he lost the glory. So we went through a long, long period of time where there was no weight behind words. And there was a struggle for many, 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 many years. Let's continue reading in Psalm 8. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels. That word is actually Elohim, which you have made him a little lower than God himself. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the sea. O Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Now, a lot of people like to say, well, Pastor Chris, you're reading from the Old Testament. Hey, Old Testament stuff doesn't apply anymore until you turn over to Hebrews, which is in the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 5. And it says, for he has not put the world to come of which we speak in subjection to angels, but to testify. And this is what he said, and we pick up the same language that we just read in Psalm. What is a man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you take care of him? You have made him a little lower than God himself. You have crowned him with glory. You have crowned him with your stuff. We have to understand glory means likeness, resemblance. That's what glory means. You have crowned him with glory and honor and set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him. Nothing. I'm going to stress this again. As a child of God, there is nothing that is not under your feet. You are in control of your life, 100%. God has put his stuff on you, by sending his son into this earth to take on all of the sins, to nail them to the cross, to die, to rise again in 3 days, and then to ascend and sit at the right hand of the Father, and then say, I have sown myself into the earth to create many sons. Let's keep reading. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we do not yet see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things and by whom all things, in bringing many sons to glory. We talk about Jesus coming to the earth to save us, to redeem us, to testify to the truth, all of these things. But another thing he came to do was to bring many sons back to the glory that Adam once had. He brought the glory back. Let me say that again. Adam lost the glory. Adam sinned and man fell. God decided, okay, the only way I can do this is to sow myself into this earth to pay the price for the sins of all of my children, to nail them to the cross, and to bring the glory back. So when Jesus died, rose again and ascended to the right hand of the Father, he left the glory on the sons. For anyone that believed in him, that anyone that put on Christ, that anyone who died, who put the old man aside and was born again, that glory now rests on us. Many sons. So now we're right back to the Garden of Eden, right back to Adam. And you hear Jesus referred to a lot as the second Adam. Jesus was the last Adam. There won't be another one. Jesus is the finisher. He's the closer. When he left, he said, it is finished. Everything that could be done is done. Everything has been put under our feet. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I have God's stuff on me. I've been made a little lower than God himself. Why? So I can walk around and talk about that I'm all, tell people that I'm almost like God? No. It's to run his kingdom the way he wanted it run in the very beginning. Isn't it amazing to think about how easy it would have been to rule a kingdom that was brand new? The earth wasn't full of sin. The earth wasn't full of corruption. The earth wasn't full of the internet and Hollywood. The earth was just full of beautiful things. And one sin lost it all. So now we're in an interesting position. A very interesting position where we've been given the task of saying, God saying, hey, this is still my kingdom. I still own it. Everything that is in it is mine, but I put you down here to rule it. You're here to rule my kingdom, and you're here to rule it by the laws that I've put in so that this kingdom here on earth will look just like my kingdom here in heaven. So what do we have to do? That's kind of a tough concept to wrap our heads around. But in reality, it's really not. Because he gave us the textbook, he gave us the manual, and he said, when it comes to your finances, you need to be a giver. If you're not a giver, then your finances are going to stay jacked up. If you're in a relationship, this relationship is supposed to look like this. If it does not look like this, you're going to live in frustration and confusion and anxiety and pain for the rest of your life until you set this relationship up to look like the way I outlined it for it to look. Men, you need to know your role. Women, you need to know your role. Why do so many marriages end in divorce? Because nobody knows their role. They only know the role that the world told them is the way this new role that we've created. That's why it doesn't work. So when it comes to our finances, I know that I have to give. If I'm not a giver, I'm not going to be a receiver. If I don't sow, I'm not going to reap. If I don't love, I'm not going to receive love. If I don't honor, I'm not going to receive honor. All of these concepts seem pretty simple. But the fact is, look around you, and we live in a world where we don't see any of this. We see people struggling every single day of their lives, trying to find the answers, going to the psychiatrist and going to the psychologist and getting a pill and watching the next motivational speaker on television or going to a conference or going to a life coach and going to all these things where they keep saying the same thing over and over and over, and we get excited for a little while. But at the end of the day, after 2 days, 5 days, 5 weeks, right back in the same situation, because we're still operating by the laws and the rules of the world and not the laws of the kingdom. If you have your Bibles, turn over to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3 says, If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. That's a strong statement. If we have been raised with Christ, if we've been born again, if we have accepted Jesus into our lives, that means that a pursuit needs to take place. That means that we are supposed to set our minds on Jesus, what he did for me. We're supposed to set our minds on God and what he has in store for me, what he promised me, instead of what the world has done to me. Because if you look around you, this is what you hear. All day long, turn on the television. You can turn on the American Music Awards. You can turn on any sports channel. You can turn on anything that you can possibly find, and you're going to hear everybody talking about Jesus. I love Jesus. I'd like to give thanks to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, without whom any of this would have been possible. But their lives, there is nothing about their lives at all that resembles the life of Jesus. Not one. So they spend 92% of the time talking about the world and talking about the things of the world and operating in all of these activities of the world and out chasing money and chasing this cursed economic system that the world is under. And we chase people and men and women and all of these things that are of the world, and we spend 8% of the time talking about God, and that usually happens on Sunday morning, or it happens when we're in front of a camera and we want to give some thanks to our God. And so what happens is the 92% that we talk about crushes the 8%. So the world crushes your God. There is no God in your life. There is no evidence of God in your life except the small percentage of the time where you want to look a little holy or look a little righteous. So we have to set our minds and set our sights on the things above and quit blaming everything that the world has done to us, blaming that for our current situation, because if we start to look toward God and start to talk about him more and study him more and spend more time with him, as that time starts to increase, then that will start to crush the things of the world. Let's go on and read now in verse 3. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. For you died. But, Pastor, you don't understand. I'm a third-generation alcoholic, but you died. But, Pastor, you don't understand what my childhood was like, but you died. But, Pastor, you don't understand. I've got five kids, and I'm a single mom, but you died. But, Pastor, I've been trying for years, and I prayed, and I pray to God, but you died. You died. And once you die, you have to put off all of those old things. As it said, your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Put to death. Kill it. Don't store it up and see what it's going to look like in the spring. Don't put it on the back burner for just a little while to see if this whole following God thing in a real way is really going to work. You have to kill it. It is on us. It is our responsibility. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with these deeds. The other word for that, more properly translated, is practices. Some of the stuff you have to kill. Some of the stuff you got to kill it now, because it's controlling your life. The other stuff, you have to put these things off. You have to work on them. You have to peck away at them. You have to chip away at them through your deeds or your practices. My son is a basketball player. When I was growing up, I was more of a football player and a baseball player, but I did play a little bit of basketball, organized basketball a couple of times, and I'm left-handed. And my downfall was that in basketball was that I could not use my right hand. So if I went to my left, I could shield with my right arm if I was going up for a layup, and I could shoot with my left, and defense, it was much harder to defend. But if I was forced to my right, and even if I could dribble with my right hand, once I started going up for a layup, I would switch the ball from my right hand to my left, and now my left hand is right in front of the defender, and it was much easier to defend. So the coach recognized this and said, this is a big problem, because once they figure you out, once the enemy figures you out, once the enemy figures out where your weaknesses are, it's going to be much easier to steal what you got. So what did the coach do? He tied my left hand behind my back. And I shot layup after layup after layup and dribbled and dribbled and dribbled thousands and thousands and thousands of times, to where now shooting and dribbling with my right hand became natural. That became the norm. So now when I'm in a game time situation where I would involuntarily switch the ball from my right hand to my left because that was what was natural to me, now I can go to my right and I can shoot with my right hand because that has become the new norm. So when we apply that to life, we have all operated in a behavior that lets the enemy know exactly where our weaknesses are. And we have become, it has become very easy to defend against us, especially when we have these glimpses of being a little holy. So, you know the times, all of us have experienced this. We've experienced this where we wake up one day and said, all right, today's the day I'm going to get up and I'm going to be all about Jesus. I'm going to go to work and I'm going to be all about Jesus. I'm going to go home and I'm going to be all about Jesus. I'm going to read my Bible today and I'm going to get down on my knees and pray today. And the whole time the enemy's going, get him. Get her. You know where her weaknesses are. Get her or him there. And you'll shut them down immediately. So what do we have to do? All of these things that it mentions that we're supposed to put off. Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language. Do not lie to one another. Put off the old man. We have to be conscious of these things all day long. And we have to practice something else daily. Guys, I don't know if this message resonated with you the way it did with me. When I was studying and I'm getting these things, and sometimes, you know, as a pastor, sometimes you feel like, my goodness, it seems like I'm standing up here and I'm being a broken record. And I could be one of those pastors that I could go find the really cool Bible stories, and we could talk about David, and we could talk about Ruth, and we could talk about these things constantly. And I could spin them in a way that makes you jump up and down and throw a shoe and go run a lap and all of those things. But at the end of the day, if we do not understand who we are and we do not understand that we have been given a kingdom to rule over, that every single thing in our lives, everything, is under our feet, that we have been crowned with the glory of God, we have been crowned with his likeness, with his resemblance, then we have to strive to reach that dimension. It's that dimension where his likeness and our likeness come together. It's that special place that when you hear us talking about walking in the Spirit, when we start to respond to things in a different way, when we start to respond to that disrespect and people talking about us behind our backs, and when the persecution comes, if we can keep that anger and that wrath and that frustration down, and we can stop for 5 seconds and say, God, how do you want me to handle this situation? And start to respond righteously in these situations based on the laws that God has put out for all of us to know, and they're not hard. We've talked so many times about the keys to the kingdom, the keys to the kingdom: honor, acts of loving kindness, giving, sacrificial giving, respect, all of these things. But yet, we wake up every day and we keep grinding. This isn't supposed to be a grind. The Bible says that the blessings of God come without toil. It was never meant for us to be out here grinding and grinding and grinding, saying, I've got to find a way. I've got to find a way. And I'm going to work 3 jobs if I have to do. I'm going to work 4 jobs if I have to. No. We're not saying that you're not supposed to work. That's not what we're saying. What we're saying is the blessings of God, if we will operate in his laws, will pour out on us more than you could ever imagine if we would just start living by his laws. And initially, it might be a little painful. It's hard to get rid of that fear. It's hard when you're sitting here and your bank account shows a balance of negative whatever, or your bank account shows a balance of $5 and you've got 10 days left till payday. It's hard to say, well, I'm going to take the $5 I have left over and I'm going to give it away. It's hard when you get that paycheck to say, nope, this is not mine. Everything on this earth God owns. The money that you have on this earth is not yours, it's God's. He's just letting you manage it. And he told us how to do that. Your life on this earth is not yours, it's his. He's letting you manage it. It's called your lifetime. You're the one in charge of managing it. Your gift that you like to talk about, your anointing that you like to talk about, is not your gift and it is not your anointing, it's God's. And he's given it to you to manage. How are you using it? Everything is his, but everything is ours to rule and to manage. And our ability to do that well, our ability to do that like God manages his kingdom, determines what our life looks like. So part of this is taking action, and that's what we're going to do. And, you know, there's part of me that cringes when I say that, oh, it's the holiday season. So let's have a spirit of giving during the holiday season. You know what? We need to have a spirit of giving every day. But this is a special time of year. It's a real special time of year for me. It always has been. So I figured this is a good place to start. So starting this week and building up to the 22nd, how many people can you invite to our December 22nd Christmas message on this radio station? How many people between now and then can you invite? You know what? I'd like to bless you because I got a pastor who's going to spend every waking moment that he has preparing for this, and I really feel like he'll be blessed. But, you know, I'm gonna ask you that. I'm going to invite you that after I randomly come up and see a need and fill a need and show you that there's somebody on this earth that gives or cares a little bit more about you than they care about themselves, even if it's for 10 seconds or 30 seconds or 10 minutes. It's all about putting it into practice. And all of us can do that right now. You know, sometimes that random act of loving kindness, and I'm going to end with this. I've done this, and this has been a blessing to people because I know how much of a blessing it is to me. I always find myself in the position, I'm usually the encourager. I'm the one who the people around me, they usually don't mind kind of letting their feelings show and letting their guard down a little bit, and I'm usually the one that comes along, and I can have a positive word. I can be there to listen. I can be the shoulder to cry on. I can be those things. There's not a whole lot of people in my life who can do that for me, and I think I've kind of trained myself or convinced myself that I don't need that, and that's not true because all of us do. But I know the times that I've been really blessed is when a phone call came from somebody that I haven't talked to in a long time that their special friend, somebody that I've had spent some time with, that I know a little bit deeper than their lives, a little bit more than just an average acquaintance, where they just call out of the blue and say, you know what, I was just thinking about you. How are you? Let's catch up. That means a lot to me. And I try to do that on a regular basis with the people that I've been blessed to know in my life. And without fail, every time, my goodness, you have no idea what this conversation meant to me today, because you took the time out of your day, you were thinking about me, to pick up the phone and call and just give me an encouraging word or just catch up a little bit. That's an act of loving kindness. We think everything has to be big, but we live in a world where we're convinced that nobody cares. Nobody cares how we're doing. Nobody cares that we're struggling. Nobody, well, pick up the phone. Call a family member that you haven't talked to in a long time. Not to talk about you and what's going on with you, but to talk about them. To listen. That is an act of loving kindness. So I'm encouraging everyone between now and December 22nd, really, really pour it on. Look around you. See where the needs are. See where the needs are. Where can you give? Where can you donate? Where can you donate your time? Where can you give some energy? Where can you give an encouraging word? Who can you love a little bit more than you've been loving them? So that's the way we're going to leave this thing. We're going to take a short break for some commercials and music. We're going to come back with questions. If you'd like to ask questions, if you have comments, just press the number 1. on your phone. That'll put you in the host queue, and we'd love to talk to you. So we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries.
Like a cancer, it will eat your soul away. A burden weighing more and more each day. Hey, she's your daughter, she's your mom. And today is the only day you have to forgive. Forget how it felt. Now's the time to change it. Release yourself from this prison you built. It's not made of brick. It's a mental institution you need to fight. Or like a cancer, it will eat your soul away. A burden weighing more and more each day. Knowing that you may never see them again. Hey, he's your brother, he's your father. And today is the only day.
Favor, the premier option for all of your event planning needs. We coordinate events of all kinds. We do corporate events, networking mixers, fundraisers, parties. In fact, we do it all. Favors and invitations are just among other things that we can do. So log on at www.dmafonline.com. That's www.dmafonline.com. We create favorable memories for any occasion. Forever Memory Blankets, the place where you can turn your photo into a masterpiece. If you want to live like the stars, then here's your key. These are one-of-a-kind creations. Our portfolio includes Dwayne Wade, music, Slim Thug, Teresa Budon, Bun B, and so much more. All you have to do is log on to www.fmblankets.com. That's www.fmblankets.com. Or you can call 214-403-1524. That number again is 214-403-1524. And tell them Hip Hop National Radio told you to give them a call.
gospel, hip-hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on Fire Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85. Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
Welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio and Crimson Line Ministries. Now's the time of the show every week where we take some calls. I think we have one caller on the line. Mr. John, you there?
Hello, Chris. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Chris. I just like to say, man, what you're doing, you know, it is resonating with me. It definitely is. You're doing a great job, you know, like they get me on my toes and get me to studying like I used to. You know, you get me back in the Bible and stuff like that. So it definitely resonates, you know, with me. But the comment that I would like to make tonight is that, you know, searching for grace is God's undeserved kindness. Psalms chapter 86 and verse 15 say, "But you, O God, are a God of mercy and gracious, slow to anger, and abundance in love and kindness and truth." See, God does not force his Holy Spirit upon unwilling recipients. You know, it would be reasonable then for us to ask and not to demand it from God. Like Nelson Mandela, he did not let his circumstances take away his love and kindness and truth because he was searching for God's grace to sustain him through the trials and tribulation that he went through, you know. 20-some years in prison, and he got out, you know, and still had love in his heart. So God's word do resonate with people and stuff like that. You know? And we all need to keep on searching for God's grace in this world right now because, like I say, you may have come in earlier that say, you know, you stated that, you know, this world here, you know, says that no one loves you anymore. You know, that's what society put out there now in the mainstream of the media using their power just to illustrate that to everybody that, you know, love is not real anymore. Everything's a fantasy, but things need to resonate to people, and the word of God always will be a foundation for people to go to and get a source of life. That's all I have to say. I don't want to take up all the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, John. I appreciate it. Always enjoy you calling in. Appreciate you doing that for us. But just to let you know, we're going to have this is for everybody. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Poetic before the show. In January, we're going to do an in-depth series on managing finances. We figured January is probably a great time to do that, just the start of a new year. And some principles that we've been taught and we've been studying in detail with this ministry, and it will literally revolutionize the way that you think about your finances, the way you manage your finances, the way you see your finances in the future. So we're preparing that series right now, and we're real excited about that. So are there don't think there were any callers, but usually every Saturday or Sunday we pass the mic on to Poetic, and we'd like for him to come on and pass on any of your information that he might have. Poetic, you there? Not sure he's there. Not sure he's there. That's all right. Well, I tell you what. Let's go ahead and close. Go ahead and close this this message out in prayer. And as always, I'd like for all of you to reach out to us on Facebook, promote our page. Not only promote our page, but promote the page of Hip Hop National Radio. Twitter. Reach out to us with questions, comments. Even during the week, that's encouraging to see some questions and comments where we know people are out there kind of digging into this stuff and seeing it work in real life, and that's real encouraging to us. So, as always, we'd like to bless you guys at the end of the show. Father, we thank you so much for this time we had together. Father, we just pray that you'll give us the wisdom, give us the discernment, give us the knowledge, give us everything we need to take these things that we're learning, these things that you're, this word that you're passing on to us through your Holy Spirit, and be able to apply these things to our lives, to start seeing ourselves in a different way, to start seeing ourselves in a way that we don't approach this world passively, just letting the world happen to us, but let us happen to the world. Let us happen to the world around us. Let us make a difference. Let us make a change. Father, show us the way. Father, we love you. We thank you. And until next week, in Jesus' name, amen. Good night, guys.
Good night, everybody. Pastor Willingham, I do want to thank you for doing a job well done. Appreciate it. I was on mute.
That's all right. That's all right. You're welcome, sir.
All right. Guys, just want to let everybody know, we're looking for gospel songwriters. We're looking for gospel producers and gospel industry professionals to come on and support this program so we can get your music out there and continually help you push what you're doing. You can go to www.hiphopnational.com and definitely continue to support Christmas Line Ministry. They do this they do this to help you get the information out, but it takes money to feed the system in which God is putting in place, so it can keep on spreading out towards the kingdom of God. So you definitely get involved and help the overall picture. Thank you. All right, going to the music. Thank you. I appreciate it. Pastor Chris, talk with you soon.
All right,
have a good crap. What you want.
Quarter in a pick a can. Forget the devil, he coming, I'ma kick the can. Yeah, I consider myself a man of God. Matter of fact, I'm praying to the only God. God Almighty, I look into the skies. I am a superstar, I be up in the sky. Plus I realize nothing in this world can ever change my feeling about you, Lord. And then I know something is changing in my life, but hey, I'ma give you my word. Anyway, I ain't tripping off these people that be backsliding. Matter of fact, I'm in the back with the Lord riding. Yeah, chilling in the backseat. But if you serve the Lord, guess what? There's no backseat.
What you want? What you want?
You going through, call on God, he take anything you're going through. Matter of fact, rip it open and go through. Look in the mirror, guess what you see? You probably like me, full of dead man's bone, but guess
dead man's gone. Bye-bye. And I'm filled with the spirit. Left foot, right foot. Going wrong when you ain't on the right foot. I'm doing right, look. You doing right too. Be Christ-like, yeah, just like you. And that's what it is. That's what it be. Crazy for Christ, yeah, to feel me. But I'm still illa. God got me high. No angel wings, but I'm still fly. Looking good when I'm walking through. You see the Christ in me, I see the Christ in you. Look.
What you want, baby, baby, I got it.
Jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus, jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Jump for Jesus.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet.
Everybody know, yes, everybody know, everybody know, everybody know.
Let me see you get out your seat and move your feet, yes, to the beat, come on.
Channel www.spreaker.com/listen Hip Hop National Radio.
And
whatever it is that's got a hold on me. I just need it to let go. Yo, Flex,
Jacob, what up?
Ride with me on this one.
Let's go.
I feel the world on my shoulders, I'm carrying boulders. They bury my shoulders, right now it's scary, I'm colder. Wish your life could be over. Said I'm sick of you posers, want you to die or grow older. Try to keep my composure. The pain escapes my mind, I let it flow through my pen. My name will be great in time, I'll be here to the end. I ain't afraid to speak my mind, I don't really need friends. To the grave, one of a kind, Jacob will never pretend. But don't ask me why I'm pissed off. I got enough fire inside me I could lift off. Send my soul to the heavens I could take off. Come back to the earth with my body impaled on the cross. I'm a chip off the block, my block is cinder with rock. Can't piss, no pot. Grew up with no pot, no stocks and no crops. Just a bucket and mop, plus a bunch of belly flop. My life's a closed down shop, so release me.
You need to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown,
so even a taste is bitter once your inner is scarred. No winners involved, facing unforgivable odds. I'm visioning stars from the driver's side of my car. Been a second, I never seen them, so I'm sitting in awe. I feel far, now I crawl, trying to cover the spread. Was so misled, felt the pressure from what others have fed. Stood up and said, I never let them leave me for dead. For what's in my head, it sorta had me sorta misread. So much of me bled for many till the time it arrived to say my goodbyes. Tripping over egos and lies, never surprised by what I've seen in front of my eyes. Know all of us die, but I can rest possessing my pride. All that aside, who's really here for me in the end? Knew if I ran, it'd be safer than to stay and pretend. Holding my hands, what I need to follow through with my plans. So what the friends in the end, on myself I depend. So release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown,
so release me.
You seem to have a hold on my soul,
so believe me.
You need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown.
I feel the pain of my brothers, plus so many others. Will I recover from slumber? In my dreams I'm outnumbered. Will I awake what they wonder? Am I slowly going under? Face the lightning and the thunder like I'm drowning in the water. I hold these pillars like Samson, but I'm losing my grip. Grip the rope, I pull it in, but still I'm losing my ship. I see the walls, they closing in, and I ain't moving too quick. I need another shot, but all I'm throwing is bricks. I can't explain why I feel it's over, but I know I'm only happy when I'm not sober. 44 to the head, the barrel feels colder. Feel the steel causing chills, place it in its holder. Release through beats, my speech is all truth. Nightmares and dreams, what I lay in the booth. So imagine you were me, and I was you. Think for a sec, while I release from the noose.
So release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown,
so release me,
you seem to have a hold on my soul.
So believe me,
you need to let me go on my own.
As I bleed,
I can see
what it means
to be free.
So I leave
and I breathe
on my own.
See, I'm grown.
Girl, you know what?
What, girl?
Don't grind, and I don't do games, so I'm throwing up my signs. It's time
different from which I came from, cause Jesus is missing, but y'all won't listen. The end is coming, there's evil going on, cause the love of my name is tripping in the club for the M-O-N-E-Y, on the corner selling drugs for the M-O-N-E-Y, giving your body over for a burger and a fry, then you claim you can't find love, maybe that's why you need to try J-E-S-U-S, that's for sure. I tried J-E-S-U-S, that's how I know, and I haven't been the same ever since, so you already know who I represent. Jesus,
yeah, I'm representing Jesus. I'm throwing nails, come on, now let's go, now let's go.
I'm talking about,
shout it out,
J-E-S-U-S,
that's him.
I'm sure you already know that he's the only way
to truly meet your maker,
cause the word says it, that he is the way,
the truth
and the lie. No, don't you doubt him, I know too much about him.
Oh,
When I was H-U-R-T-I-N-G, and he can do the S-A-M-N-E, the anyone spelling this out with me. Say Y-A-H-H-E-L-P. M-E, I need you A-S-A-P. The R-E-S-T-O-R-E. M-E from my iniquity. M-I-T-A-T's before I breathe. So I can be E-hooked back to thee. Like 2-6-4-5 L-E-V. Hallelujah to the K-I-N-G.
If you're ready to promote your record, hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. To include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to valderbbshow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Hip Hop National Radio has changed its hours of operation to better serve you. We are now on from 5 p.m. on the West Coast, 6 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 8 p.m. on the East Coast. With this new exciting change also comes new and exciting opportunities. So look out and look for what's in store for you. That's right, Hip Hop National Radio is looking out for you, our listening audience. We will be giving away gift cards, prizes, and more. So tune in now for your chance to win, to join us in our chat room. Log on now to blogtalkradio.com/hiphopnationalradio. To listen in by phone, dial 213-559-2995. That number again is 213-559-2995. Loyalty is royalty. And remember, you cannot win if you're not locked in and listening. We're Hip Hop National Radio, your music industry information resource provider.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotion? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way.
And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the
877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
There will be marches. Way down south. Y'all will be singing in the east. Y'all will be gathering way in the west. Y'all will be shouting way in the north.
They will be marching way down south.
Every day that this world changed. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this is a cold world that we living in. And this is a cold world that we trying to escape. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even know their name. We raping, we robbing, we stealing and killing. Drugs on every corner, tell me who can I turn to? I'm speaking to the 229, let's stop the violence. Them 4-5s and them AKs, let's put them guns away.
They
put them
up. Be marching, we're down south.
So they will be.
Everybody's going through something out there. put your trust in the Lord.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.
Hip Hop.